Drummond, and I'm at the International Food Store. It is October 10th, 1998, and this is part of the Immigrants of Bowling Green Oral History Project. And I'm interviewing Elsa and Labyrinthi, right? Safarov, and Ala Shamhalova is going to translate for us. And the language you'll be translating in is Russian? Okay. So everybody here is Armenian, right?
Yes.
Christian Armenian,
yes.
From Armenia.
We all from one country.
Okay.
From the same city, and even we were living on the same street.
Really?
We were neighbors in Baku.
In Baku?
Yeah, but we didn't know that we were neighbors, and we discovered that here in America.
Oh, so you did?
Close neighbors in Baku.
Y'all didn't know each other in Baku then?
No. Though we live on the same street.
Oh, that's interesting. Did okay, well, tell me a little bit about how you got here to Bowling Green. Because tell me about your trip to here from Baku, or it was Moscow by the time they got to Bowling Green, right?
I don't know. In 1987, 1988. We have there some situation when started some not very, I think, smart killing game between different religion and other who game it's played, started, I don't know. But I know that living there, we don't make more. They may kill our family and all and other, and we, I listen about program, American program about Armenian people from Baku. I listened, it was special program, and I write a letter from consul, American consul. And now we are here after 3 years, before we look at its приглашение, как
это? Invitation?
Yeah, and we now here. 7 years, we're here.
It was a hard decision. You had told me it was a hard decision because you
were talking about... Of course. Of course, because we born in Baku. Our children born in Baku and our parents were born in Baku. And we lost everything because between Muslim, between Christian, begin war. And for save our children, we taken, we gone. No, it was very dangerous to be in Baku. And we changed our place and moved to Armenia. Mm-hmm. This is capital of Yerevan. Two years we lived in Yerevan, because before in Baku, my daughter, I had 2 children. This moment, my son, he was in Moscow. Mm-hmm. And my daughter, she studied at university in Baku, but situation was very bad, and I take my children and move to Armenia.
Armenia,
Yerevan. And 2 years we lived, and she not finished. She go to for grade, and we moved to Moscow. After 2-3 months from Moscow, we came to Bowling Green. This is our first place, I think, and last place, because my children and me and my grandchildren very glad to be here, you know why. And right now my daughter, she lives in Louisville because she won't continue her education, and she go to Louisville and study university. She finished, she has graduated master's degree, and right now she has high education, but she and her husband right now have a big store, international food store market in Louisville. Mm-hmm. No why. But I, before, in Azerbaijan, 25 years, was teacher of music school. I have musical education, and all my life I teach
at
school.
And
when, yes, I was music piano for teachers, you know, for teacher school. But right now I change my
specialty.
We open business, me and my husband. I'm glad really because too much people comes and everybody tell us it's very nice that you are here, you know.
Yeah.
I'm glad too because they're very nice people and very nice country and very free country and we're very, very glad.
Do something for them.
Yes. And my son, maybe you know, he has own business in College Street. This is a home repair center. He and his wife Natella, they working together, and more people, more clients, very glad that he's here because he's very clever and honest
person, you know. Mm-hmm. And whenever if we have some emergency, we just rush to Roman's repair center. We know that Roman will always help to all people, regardless if he has time or if he hasn't time. And regardless if he knew that person or he doesn't know, he will always help and sometimes free of charge, you know, mm-hmm. because he has a lot of friends. Mm-hmm. And so he doesn't want to take money from his friends.
Yes, and right now we're 7 years, we'll be October 26th.
Oh, 7 years.
Yes. And we have many friends, we have many American friends, different country friends, you know. And very glad, and we live all together, the movement.
Very friendly.
Very friendly.
We're in touch with all the Armenian and Russian people, and Bosnian and American.
Different.
Yeah, you know, with people of different nationalities.
Tell me about your first day in Bowling Green.
When we came here, first time, it's Miss Marta Deputy. She встретила нас в Нашвилле.
She met her there in the airport in Nashville.
And bring it in his house. We live in her house 3 months.
She take care of us, you know. And she be a nice person. She do everything for refugees.
We very our family, my family, very thanks its family. We thanks Miss Martha, we thanks Mr.
Kenny. Her husband.
It's her husband. Very nice people, very good people, you know.
You know, we have some routine or because the same thing was with our family and all Armenian families. First, they were met by Mrs. Martha Deputy and we all lived in her house for a while.
Oh, that's just great.
Yeah.
So it's like you've all lived in the same place.
In the same place. And after that we just find another apartment and we'll move and give place for another coming.
Yes. But right now we have big house, we have big family.
Yeah,
they have a very big house.
We have everything.
Не чувствовали себя растерянными, когда начинали?
And they didn't feel disappointed. They were not disappointed when they started.
Нас вели, как это сказать, вот курировали, возились с нами люди, которым я очень тоже благодарен. Это, опять же, мисс Марта Кенни, это Джейн.
She said that a lot of Americans help them. It's not only Mrs. Martha and Kenny, but Jane.
Many our friends.
Потом еще Miss Sarah.
Sarah, yeah, from Baptist Church.
И третья, это которая маленькая, как ее?
Yes,
Pamela.
And да. Pamela, yes, I remember her.
Yeah,
also.
Pamela.
Yeah.
We thanks them. Они не дали нам.
Very much, yes, because we are, you know, the people from different churches. They came and helped us.
Mm-hmm. Do you go to church now?
Yes, usually, but we are busy
because
our store open and Saturday, sometimes Sunday,
right.
But we...
and we don't want 3 days Sunday.
And as far as I know, we have an Armenian church in Nashville.
Yes?
Yes, and whenever we have a special service, mm-hmm. over there. So Elsa and Lavrenti and their family, they always attend very important services in Nashville. Even though not on a regular basis, because the shopping center is open on Saturdays and Sundays, you know. But whenever they have a chance, they will always attend the service in Nashville.
What is the name of the church in Nashville?
You know, actually, it was before in the building of the Greek Orthodox Church. But now we are, we gather money to build our own Armenian church. So we have a project, you know, and we're working on that. And so every person who has a business can help us more with building an Armenian church.
Maybe after some time we have the house Orthodox
church.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. That is exciting. I didn't know that. What was your first impression when you arrived in the airport?
Мы были под впечатлением долго того, все, что произошло там, что мы вынуждены бросить чуть не родину.
Yeah, but actually, first time when they came to the airport, they were still impressed by the event which took place in Baku, Azerbaijan. Yeah, you know, and they feel how much they miss their country, and you know, all unknown is ahead of them. So yeah, they were in some miss.
And all of it was here, in here, you know, it's our first.
But yes, depressed very much.
Long time, я не мог выйти из-под депрессии.
And he was in depression for a long period of time.
Yes, сколько-то лет.
For several years, and sometimes he feels this even nowadays.
You know what, our children, they don't feel,
because they're young.
But our life, all our country, you know.
Yeah.
Right now I'm not young and my husband's not young, but children,
no,
when I ask my children, they're glad, and we're glad. But we are here, the reason because we had children. And for future our children, right now we are here.
And grandchildren too, right?
Yes, I have beautiful grandson, he's 4 years, and beautiful granddaughter Marie, she is 8 years. She goes to school, that's great. She speaks English very well. Our grandson, he's American, he's born in America.
And maybe he be president.
Yeah, he has a chance to become a president.
Maybe.
Who knows?
The last time I was here, you told me a story about how you got out of Moscow with the number, 13.
When I came in Moscow, там была очередь.
There was a big line of people.
My number was 10,000. В общем, I don't know, remember, 10,126 my number was. Go in
to enter Khajiit the building
for appointment.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
For appointment.
I asked how much people go in one day. I won't see how long time I'll be sit there in Moscow. They said, where is it, around 60, 70 people one day go there. I said, I must be there, where is it, around 6 months before I may go in consul. But somebody see me and say, you won't go inside? He knows me, but I don't remember him. I say, yes, I want, but my number 10,000, and I think,
and I have to wait
he
more.
Said, I helped you. I helped you. And he познакомил меня с одним парнем.
And he acquainted him with some guy.
Yeah, it's guy looks, it's очень...
He was responsible, you know.
He
had some
them.
Duties and he helped people over there, so...
And he said to me, I helped you, don't think about what you think, first 10 people all over knows, друг друга знают они, туда я тебя не могу поместить. Я тебя посажу во вторую десятку. Она об этом спрашивает.
And he promised that he will be in the second line of people who will enter the building. He promised him that he will be there that day.
And he asked me, if I put your name on number 13, what you think about it? Не боишься этого?
You are not afraid of number 13. If I will give you number 13, and with this number, you will be proceed.
But yeah, said, but before, до этого я боялся номер 13, понимаешь?
Yes, and before that he was feared of number 13, but not after.
А тут мне надо было уже попасть. Хочешь, не хочешь, я согласился, я сказал, да.
And he agreed because there was no other possibility. Mm-hmm.
And I glad it was, you know, that I now here. But when we have it, its appointment, it was 13, I don't remember, month, and it was Monday, you know. In our country, Monday is
it's
bad
difficult,
day.
Difficult
oh,
day.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was number 13 and plus it was Monday.
Yeah, you know. It's
but eventually they
and
had a great...
all of it finished very nice. You know, so control is прекрасно.
So you have something... They have some story about
this,
their family.
Story about... Is the article?
Oh, they are.
Это он должен был поместить.
А вот этот сделал эту карточку.
Из-за того, что вот это была неудачная, видишь, какая карточка.
Он сверху снял.
Сделал нам долгу и должен был прийти поменять ее.
This is the story which a guy from Western Kentucky University wrote about the grocery store, and it should be printed. But he doesn't like the picture with it. Mm. You see, it's not on from the right angle.
Right.
And so he came and he did another picture.
He gave me this
and
picture.
And he gave the copy and another picture to
and after, but I didn't see him.
And
yeah.
We don't know, you know, what happened then with that.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
How are you?
Ты копи можно сделать?
Да, конечно.
Do you want to have this copy? Because the explanation of everything that they lived in the first 3 months. And,
okay, that would be good.
Good. So you can use it also.
Yes.
We'll make a copy of it and
mm-hmm.
give it to you.
It's okay.
Okay.
We can pause. We'll pause for a second. Okay, we're back. We took a little pause for a customer. We were going to talk about your life as a music teacher
mm-hmm.
and how you had learned to you were studying.
Yes, I will tell you about me. When I was 18 years, I graduated my high school. And during this time, I was studying in music school. I finished, I go...
She continues her
she
education.
Continues my education. I go to university music college and finished. After finishing 25 years till 1991, I was working in music school, teacher of piano, you know, music teacher, this is for piano. Остались только хорошие впечатления, да, и воспоминания.
The good time when she was teaching,
yes.
When she was a music teacher in Russia. And sure, it was difficult to start, you know, from zero, to start again, and especially now, you know, to work in quite different direction,
mm-hmm.
you know, but that's the life is. You know, so. has to do that. Yeah. For the sake of her children and grandchildren, she has to work hard now.
How did you meet each other?
Yes, you remember. She
finds me.
No, you know, she studied in
Azerbaijan Industrial Institute.
University. When he finished,
after finished, I worked 2 years in other republic. Dagestan, I worked there 2 years, then I came back.
When he came back, and in one day my...
We have it some, as a cat company. На Новый год мы
встретились.
На Новый год же мы вроде как встретились. Ну какая разница, будем делать 7
In my friend's house was pie.
Everything starts with pie.
And we meet in pie. But long time I don't want him, but again I met him, you know. And I am glad we have a nice family, we have nice children. We had before in our country a good time. We had everything, we have house, you know, we have friends. But one moment, this is all
destroyed.
Destroyed, you
because
know.
Of this war. Yes. They lost everything which they gained and all their life.
And
the
when
house,
we came,
the money, the property,
house,
everything, they lost everything.
How about the day that you decided that you had to leave?
Because you know the events were growing, you know, the changes were fast. Changing all kind of meetings and people coming and killing and more Armenian people were killed and fired from their jobs. You know, it was just, you know, it was the beginning of war, not declared war, but it was a real war. And whenever you see, you know, that people are leaving their places and you see people killed, and one day you said you cannot stay there anymore. It's too dangerous for your life. You can be the next.
Это было опасно для моей семьи.
It was dangerous for their family. Mm-hmm.
And many people lost parents, lost children, you know. Very fast. So how did you leave on the bus?
Как вы на машине или как?
Yes,
we had
car mm-hmm. and.
Night time, I keep my family. We sit in car 2 o'clock night,
and we
gone. Began. It's a mount, Kafkas mount.
Yeah, it's not a dangerous drive also because it is now around the mountain mm-hmm. route. And at 2 night time, early in the morning when you cannot see very, very well and you have
Потому
to drive,
дороги...
and especially, you know, it wasn't a safe surrounding now. Mm-hmm.
And why night time they stay on the way, you know, they fire and look it with gun and order who can, they ask it, who are you? And we night time, maybe we make gun, you know, and thanks God we make gun, my family live.
Yeah.
We came in Armenia and thanks God. And same moment when we came in Armenia, together with us, where is it, maybe 200-300 thousand people came there, but this moment there was its землетрясение.
Earthquake. There was an earthquake.
We were in Armenia, and we saw
so much people don't have house, don't have place, all of together, and 200-300 thousand people came from Armenia, from Baku. There, you know, it was very hard time.
The
same thing I told you.
Did you live in the same place or yes, like
a yes, in its city where was it? They lived there, but I its time was in Baku. I stay in Baku. I look at house, you know, furniture. Когда было землетрясение?
When it was
yes, it's
me time. And my children were
and,
in Armenia, but he stay in.
I look at
because
home,
after
I look
when I change place for study my children, I came back again to Baku. But one day, it was September 1999, we take Baku our 19. Family. 1989. September, we left our country.
It was my birthday. We're gone.
Yeah. We left, and after I did not see my house, I could not back again to my country because it was very dangerous.
What did you bring? You packed up certain things to take with you, and that you have here. What did you bring?
Что-то взяли? Yeah.
Да, we take it. It's what что дорого для нас.
What was very the things which were connected
it's
with
picture,
their memory.
It's my parents' picture. It's our family picture album. Mm-hmm. It's all over. We don't take it. Don't
think
all
of it.
Все остальное мелочь.
We
take it.
Because in
class, memorial things. What
of course
I know, it's my father's
furniture.
It's my father's things. It's very
door
expensive
care.
For me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's my father touched it something.
With his hands,
I take it
something
with me.
With his hands, so it's things which were connected with the memory. We were living over there.
Mm-hmm. House picture, photo picture albums, and all something like that. All of what and our document, diploma, and all and other what. Who had finished university? For job, for working.
For future.
Yeah, for future.
What did your family do? Your father and mother do as a job?
My father was around 50 years. Was teacher, metal teacher, in industrial institute.
Okay.
In Baku. My mother was first time singer, nice singer and other, but then after some time she stopped his job when Loket, it's Armenian theater in Baku.
We had an Armenian theater in Baku, and for some unknown reason, it was just closed. And after that
closed,
she stopped. Her career as a singer. No more Armenian theater. For whom she has
she
to
work
think?
At the same industrial institute in the real oil laboratory then.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So.
How about your family?
About my family. In our family, we had four children in our family, and our mother did not work because she take care for children. And my father, he was worked only alone and take us. He was он был военный в отставке.
He was retired.
И посвятил себя электронике в последние годы.
Actually, yeah. He devoted his life to the electronics.
Okay. We'll pause for a second so you can... Okay, so you play an accordion.
Yeah.
He play an accordion, I play in piano, and we worship singing.
together.
Do you play together here?
And played, and now, sometimes.
Even I remember, sometimes we had a party, you
in church,
play,
in church,
play,
you remember, in Nashville,
What kind of music?
It's estrada.
Different kind of music.
No, but house.
We love classic music and
Armenian folk music.
Folk music, now the music, different kind.
Yes. Beautiful and beautiful time.
Yeah. She, it's all say about me. Why she liked me?
That's what
she
used to. You told me a story about how your mother survived the genocide in the 30s. Yeah? Could you tell that?
About my genetics?
Your mother?
Yes, it was, you know, 1914. And they lived in old Armenia, now it's Turkey. They lived there, and 1914 they must be gone. There was, somebody said it don't was genocide, but from one night there was killed, where is it, 1 million and maybe 200,000-300,000 Armenian people. They gone, my mother gone, she was 2 years older. They gone from its mount and all the river. It was snow around. Она упала с лошади.
Когда she fell down when they were riding on the horse. She fell down from the horse.
And и они заметили это поздно, когда отошли уже. Когда эта колонна отошла, они заметили, что ребенок из вещей на лошади выпал.
И что, потом ее подошли?
И потом ее брат восьмилетний сказал. Остальные сказали, не надо ходить за ней. Сейчас услышат, нас придут, убьют и так далее. А ее восьмилетний брат, мой дядя, сказал, я пойду и вернусь.
И пришел и нашел. О, это стратегия. I mean, you know, and so her mother, his mother, she was, by that time she was 2 years old, you know, and she fell down from the horse. And because it was, they were in panic. And it was no time, they had no time to go back and pick her up, you know. Otherwise they can be killed. But, it was night time, it was deep snow that time over there. But her brother, he was 8 years old. His mother's brother. He told, no, I had to go back for my sister. And so he went back and he found her in the snow. And came to his people with
eight-year-old.
He wasn't scared, you know, to go back by himself alone night time and to find his sister and bring back to the rest. And he said that he very grateful to him,
когда
to his uncle for that, because he saved the life of his mother.
Когда он был очень старый, я стриг ему ногти на ногах.
And he said when he was very old, he even trimmed the nails on his legs. He loved him so much that he wanted to do everything for him, even you know to cut him the nails. And
I looked for him.
Because
he
was
very
old and he could not do that, and so Lavrentiy will bend, you know, and cut his nails.
I looked for him.
And looked
for him
and like for a small child. With all his life, he remembered that, and he was grateful for saving his mother's life.
What was his name?
Whose?
Вашего uncle.
My uncle? Zaven.
Zaven.
Mother's name Barbara. Да, он умер. Он умер в Баку.
That's my name.
Barbara.
Oh, it's
my first name.
Mother's name, Zaven. Он участвовал в войне, это дикой дивизии, ужас. Да.
I'm going to turn the tape over. All right, we're on site 2 now, and what I'd just like to know is what are some of the things that you would want your grandchildren or your great-great-grandchildren to know, that people
Я хотел бы, чтобы мои, наши дети, наши внуки не видели того, что видели наши отцы, всех этих ужасов, то, что видели мы, все это неприятное, чтобы им на пути встречались всегда нормальные, здоровые, счастливые люди, чтобы не было на земле ничего подобного, вот такого уродского.
He wanted that his children, his grandchildren, grandchildren never saw the war and never see anything which they experienced in their life. In their life. And what Lavrentiy saw and his wife, Eza and their parents saw, they don't want them to see the war anymore.
Все это плохое, что было, чтобы дети не видели наши.
We wish for our children happier.
Happiness.
Yes, как это сказать? Happiness and never see that what we were seeing.
You know, they're against the war. They don't want their children experience all the bad things which are connected with the war.
Do you think that something like that could happen here?
Вы думаете, что такое вроде бы может случиться в этом мире?
Нет, мы хотим.
I think no, but we wish, you know, for America.
I think
people
don't
here in Israeli,
you know,
friendly.
Time changes. Люди меняются, времена меняются, хоть медленно, но меняются.
Изменяется почему?
Должны меняться к лучшему. Они видят, что самый плохой мир лучше самый хороший войны.
Okay, and that they hope that America will not go through wars, because time is changed and people change and their mind is changed and people with the progress, people more understand that war it is an evil in the world, and so we can and we want to live in peace.
Люди,
and we want our grandchildren and children live in peace always.
Люди должны решать свои вопросы, свои проблемы языком, а не рогами, не лбами. В этом наша разница от животного и от человека.
He said that the difference between the mankind and the animals that we have to solve our problems using our language, using our speech,
not
but not with the weapon.
We are people. У нас есть мозги.
We have brains, and we have to use them, not to lead to the war. Events not to lead to the war, to solve somehow the problems.
Решать проблемы с помощью разговора, переговора.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You know, if you come up with anything, let me know and I'll write it down. And I really appreciate this.
Thank
I love
you.
Your store.
Thank you very much, Alan, for coming out.
This concludes our interview.